To celebrate the opening day of the Mishkan, the Torah tells us of the special sacrifices brought by the Nesiim, the leaders of the 12 Shvatim. Why did the Nesiim insist on being the first ones to bring Karbanos? So Rashi explains, when Hashem commanded Klal Yisrael to donate to the construction of the Mishkan, the Nesiim proclaimed, let all of Klal Yisrael donate whatever they can first, and then we will fill in the blanks. We will donate whatever is still missing. Although they had extremely noble intentions, it did not work out the way they had planned. The Torah says that the Yidden were so generous, v'hamalacha hoisedayim. Klal Yisrael was so forthcoming that there was enough donations for the entire project. V'hoiser, there was even a surplus. As a result, the Nesiim lost out on the opportunity to donate to the Mishkan. Rashi says the Torah was unhappy with the proposal of the Nesiim, and as a result, the word Nesiim is spelled defective, without the letter Yud, as a punishment for their lack of enthusiasm to donate first to the Mishkan. So now at the inauguration of the Mishkan, they decided they will rectify their mistake by being the first to bring Karbanos. So in recognition of their determination, not only does the Torah replace the Yud in their name, but it elaborates with almost 70 psukim explaining in detail the carbon of each individual Nasi. But the obvious question is, the proposal the Nesiim put forth is every fundraiser's dream. Can you imagine if a wealthy person approaches an organization and proposes such an offer? He tells them, make a dinner or set up a GoFundMe page and raise as much money as you can, and I'll cover the rest to meet your goal. Undoubtedly, they would be thrilled with such an offer. Yet, the Torah was upset at the attitude of the Nesiim. So what was wrong with their offer? Furthermore, why take out the letter Yud specifically? Why not the letter Aleph or any other letter? Why the Yud? So one saw a very powerful idea to answer this question. Do you know why the Nesiim were faulted? Because they underestimated the power of each individual Yid. They rationalized, Hashem asked everyone to lend a hand and donate to the Mishkan. But this is such an enormous project. There will surely be many items missing. Klal Yisrael is definitely not so motivated to donate so generously. We will still have plenty of opportunities to donate in order to complete the project. But they were wrong. In fact, they couldn't be more wrong. Yidden by nature are givers. And that's where the Nesiim went wrong. They underestimated the generosity of Klal Yisrael. How many times did we get a solicitation in the mail or on our phone to donate to a fund that was set up for a family that lives halfway across the world? And thousands of Yidden will get together and raise the funds necessary to help this Jewish family out of their predicament. Because Yidden by nature are doers. We said Nase before we said Nishma. We give, we don't ask questions. Are they Sfardi? Are they Hasidish? What's their level of observance? Do they carry? Are they vaxxers, anti-vaxxers? It doesn't matter. All that matters is that they are Jewish and they need our help. The Nesiim miscalculated the koyach of a Yid. Yidden by nature are gracious and benevolent. We are goyim lechasadim. Every Jew wants to help and give. It's true that every Yid has their unique derech in avodas Hashem. But the ratzon, the desire, is the same in every Jew. That's why the letter Yud specifically was taken away from the Nesiim, because they undervaluated the pintle Yid that's implanted in each and every Jew. A story is told about a 10-year-old boy that lived in Bnei Barak. One day, his father found a pack of cigarettes in his room and he kicked him out of the house. So he's sitting outside the house and he's very upset. And now it's getting dark and he needs the restroom. So he walks down the block to his local shul, Ahavas Chesed. After using the facilities, he sits down, he takes out a Mishnayis, and he's learning and he's crying at the same time. An elderly man walks by, Yingala, Makara, why are you crying? And he tells him that he was kicked out of his house. My father told me he never wants to see me again. He said, I'm having a negative effect on all of my siblings. He tells the boy, come with me, show me where you live. He marches up the steps, knocks on the door, and the father opens up the door. He sees his son, and standing next to him is none other than Reb Gershon Edelstein, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Gadol Hadar. And the father tells him, I threw him out of the house because he's negatively impacting all of my other children. And Rav Gershon tells him, I observed your son. He's a good boy. Who has the courage to learn Mishnayos after getting kicked out of his own home? But Rebbe, I found cigarettes in his room. And Rav Gershon tells the father, if he feels the need to smoke, then there may be a problem in the home. Perhaps your approach to chinuch needs some rectification. Rav Gershon truly saw the pintle yid in every member of Klal Yisrael. Zechusoy Yagan Aleinu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.